Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I'm trying to not just explode in the spontaneous combustion here, because the energy level, the good and evil that's rising right now on this planet is just palpable. We're going to go over all the attempts to impeach the president, the game plan. And then I'm going to open the phones up. How do you think we stop this? What do we do to not just be spectators, but to take action and say no to this whole operation? It's all coming up. A toll-free number to join us. First-time callers in the first round, 877-789-2539. If you called in, never got on, we'd love to hear from you. That counts as first-time caller as well, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But first off, let's play this important special report.
We could not ignore what the president did. He gave us no choice. So it wasn't any change of mind. I always said, we will follow the facts where they take us.
They just prepared this lie. That's why Pelosi went ahead with the impeachment press conference before she ever read the transcript. The two are night and day different. The president did absolutely nothing wrong.
We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before.
We've got Obama on the stage with the Russian Prime Minister, Medvedev, remember, saying, oh, after the election, I can do a lot more.
My life's my choice, please. Yeah. After my election, I have more responsibility. Yeah. And I trust me.
Well, guess what? That's not an impeachable offense. The president is the executive branch. He's allowed to make deals with foreign powers or as long as they're not selling the country out. But the Chinese communists have bought this nation off, and the Russians bought off Hillary to a great extent with the Uranium One and some of the other issues. I mean, Trump is the stalwart for this nation. And then Paul Krugman comes out from the New York Times and says, soon we'll all be in FEMA camps. Trump's going to put journalists in camps. It's Obama went after the whistleblowers, and Obama went after the press.
Agents monitored Rosen's movements in and out of the State Department. They searched his personal emails and combed through his cell phone records.
The subpoena says James Rosen is a potential criminal because he's a reporter. Is the White House comfortable with that standard, never before seen in a leak investigation?
The investigation into Rosen has sparked a rare thing in Washington, bipartisan outrage over what some are calling Obama's war on journalism.
It's conservatives being kicked off the air and being sued and lied about and arrested and persecuted. And the Democratic Party and the corporate media and the Hollywood scum, bought and paid for by the Chi-Coms, who literally own the majority of six of the eight big Hollywood production firms, now know that no one believes them other than their own cult followers, maybe 20% of the public, who knows it's all a lie, but goes with it. Because they still think they can fool somebody, or they can at least disrupt the country and cause a stock market crash. Remember last year, Bill Maher came out and said, I want to crash the economy so that Trump doesn't win. He said it again this year. And then the private Federal Reserve raised interest rates a bunch to do that. I mean, we're watching groups openly try to sabotage the country at the behest of foreign powers. While telling us continually the president's a traitor and he's selling us out to the Russians and the Ukrainians and the everybody else, when he's the America First president, everybody knows it. Paul Krugman won a Nobel Prize for economics for supporting and pushing Obama-era type economic propaganda, which is deindustrialization of the West, screwing America over garbage. And then Krugman famously, of course, said that Trump would never get the growth rate up to 3%. Remember, Obama said Trump doesn't have a magic wand. You can't do it. Obama could never do it. Trump got it up to 3.8. They're making their move on America right now. And they've got your kids in the public schools. They've got your money where you sent your young people to these colleges. Almost all the degrees are worthless by design. And then they promise them, oh, once the utopia takes over of communism, then you're going to have a place in it. And so that's why the millennials, more than half of them, are working for a communist utopia, is because they've been told that they're the ruling class by con artists like Paul Krugman.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, September 20th, 2019. We're already into hour number two, and I intend, starting at the bottom of the hour for the rest of the broadcast, to take your phone calls on one big issue. This country's already in a cold civil war, as I've been saying for 3 years. Now the president says we're going out of a cold civil war into a hot civil war, and the Democrats are pushing that, and they're openly funded by the communist Chinese. Even the Secretary General of the UN last week said there is a world war going on between China and America. It's economic, it's cultural, and it's becoming military. Now, I've been saying that really for 20 years. I've been on air 25 years. And I used to get Bill Gertz on from the Washington Times about China, the big threat in the future, and how the Clintons sold us out with the missile secrets. So we've been on it for most of the time I've been on air. But now it's the elephant sitting on us, not the elephant in the room. And that's who the Democrats can basically go to fund whatever they want. And the Democrats can get investments in China that the Communist Party backs and absolutely pay them off. And Ukraine's been paying off Democrats and Republicans. And so has Russia has been using the Democrats. And the Democrats have been using them like a cash machine. And so Trump comes in, and he did fire all the lobbyists. Now, he's had some of his staff secretly become lobbyists and run their own scams. That's been a big problem. Because just because Trump won't do it and makes his own decisions, it doesn't matter because the people under him are running all sorts of scams. So a lot of them are bought off, a lot of them are paid off, a lot of them take money. Then they can be compromised, and they're told, you better go in and take out Trump. You better find some reason, or we're going to burn you and put you in prison. And it's because Trump's never gotten full control of the Justice Department that they're making this move right now, because they still got some of their people in there. But now Barr has convened the grand juries, both informational and to indict, and it's confirmed that McCabe has been indicted for several months. And they brought the appeal to the Deputy Attorney General, that's how it works, to be able to kill that prosecution. And they said, no, that means the prosecution is like a barracuda just right out of vision in the water about to swoop in and eat the little fishy. That's McCabe. And McCabe has said, if I go down, everyone's going to go down with me. Well, the last person to say that was Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. And the Air Force colonel that did his autopsy said he'd been shot through the head by a .45 through the head. They had troops on board, killed everybody on board, blew the hatch, heload, high load out, crashed the plane in the mountain. One woman lived. She was really not even hurt. She didn't make it back, though, by the time the ambulance got to the base. They killed Commerce Secretary Ron Brown when he shot his mouth off and said, I go down, everybody goes down. And it was the same corruption using commerce and U.S. government deals to line their pockets with billions of dollars. Hell, Bill Clinton would have Chinese generals at the White House. It was on C-SPAN. They ended up releasing the footage in plain clothes with big square briefcases. Somebody's got that footage. Send this to us. I aired it years ago on Access TV, like 22 years ago. And, man, I got death threats when I did that. It was incredible. I've never been able to find that footage since, but it was put on C-SPAN. It came out as part of the impeachment hearings. And they were in there with big square briefcases full of $100 bills, giving them to Bill Clinton. And he was on tape going, oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'm going to get you those missile secrets now. And so this has been ongoing for a while. And now Trump's in there and just looks at the numbers, makes the best decisions of what's good for industry, what's good for families, what's good for our defense, what's good for our future. And they're going crazy. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. How bad is it going to get? I mean, gut level and also just looking at it. The Democrats don't have a case to get Trump. They don't care. They have the votes in the House to impeach the president. Will the Senate remove? Kavanaugh barely got approved, folks. They're going to have women come out and say Trump raped them. Kavanaugh was just a dry run of that. They're going to bring out all these lawyers that work for Trump that are getting indicted for not paying their taxes or beating their wife or whatever. They're all being told, you come out against Trump or you're going to go to jail. And they've got all these indictments in the Southern District ready, and all the indictments in Chicago ready, and all the indictments in D.C. and Maryland ready, and indictments in Florida ready. They've got all these kept prosecutors, and it's all just going to come out during the six committees by Thanksgiving. Watch. You see Pelosi. She's all freaked out. She's shaking. The Democrats are all whacked out because they're making their criminal move right now, and their hands are shaking while they do it because behind them, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, the multinationals, they're saying, do whatever it takes, even if it's a civil war, we'll protect you. But deep down, the left knows they're not going to be protected. This is going to be explosive and hitting theaters this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. The Joker, about a guy living in his mom's basement who's the leftist washed-up comedian who goes out and commits mass shootings and bombings and all the rest of it. And I told you, it's Taylor-funded to trigger mass shootings. And 2 weeks after I did a big report on it, the Pentagon came out and said, we've got intel that there are groups planning organized mass shootings dressed as Jokers. Antifa, folks, knows how to false flag. And they've got mentally ill meth heads ready to do it. And they're loading their social media with Trump and Alex Jones support right now. And they're going to march into those movie theaters. And they're going to gun people down. And they're going to blame you, the gun owner. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I wouldn't get anywhere near those Joker screenings. If you want to get shot up, go to them. And what did the director say? He said, this is a reflection of culture. I don't apologize for whatever it does. Because they know damn well what they're doing. Just like all the new shows about hunting and killing Trump supporters. Netflix movie depicts time-traveling liberals carrying out pre-crime murder of patriots to prevent American uprising against globalism. Hollywood continues peddling fantasies of killing Trump supporters and conservatives. They know exactly what they're doing. They know in all the studies that when you hype mass shootings, it causes mentally ill people to go out and commit mass shootings. And they know these are all trench coat wearing, white male, incel, devil worshippers that can't get a girl. Texas, the last three times, trench coat, devil worshippers can't get a girl. Ohio, trench coat, devil worshipper can't get a girl. Florida, Parkland, trench coat, devil worshipper can't get a girl. Sandy Hook, trench coat, devil worshipper can't get a girl. Harrison Kleibel, the original beta test, trench coat, incel, devil worshipper can't get a girl. And then the media hypes it until it becomes an option. Don't commit suicide. Don't have suicide by cop. Don't jump off a bridge. Go kill people at a school. They're disarmed. And the demon in them directs them to do it. And then disarm the American people so the Red Terror can have its way with us in a full, long, protracted civil war where America finally has its will broken. Not going to happen. Because we've got the jump on you. We've got the jump on you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to defeat the globalists together. We're going to go to break, come back with some good news about everything they're doing falling on their face, their minions being exposed, from Trudeau to Thunberg, and then we'll take your phone calls. But this is the big push by the globalists. This is the big fight. This is history. Please don't forget that we don't have globalist or Soros funding. We're funded by listeners, viewers like you, and we make it easy with amazing products. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points to your next order, and 50% off all of the award-winning high-quality supplements and preparedness items. That's shortwave emergency radios, high-quality water filtration, air filtration, super good storable food, the very best you're going to get at this price, all of it. And with the free shipping on stuff like storable food, that's an amazing deal. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early. We've got to end this sale, though, in the next 4 or 5 days because a lot of things have already sold out. And so things are going to be going off the list in the next few days, and we're going to have to end the sale by next weekend at the latest. We also have the new Beto Not Try to Take Our Assault Weapons shirt. That's now in, along with, guess what just got in? I got to shoot ads wearing these babies. That's right, the 51st state of America, the moon. No reviews yet. Nobody's done reviews of the shirts, but hey, look at them. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I think it's an amazing design. Beto Not, designed by a veteran, printed right here in Texas. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, take action. That's the only way we're going to win is when you take action.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. Your phone calls are next segment. We'll continue right through the end of the show. Andrew Torba is going to pop in for two segments, the head of GAD, to talk about the latest on the attacks and attempts to shut down any alternative media or organizational group that resist corporate world government. We have the deep state. We have the folks that have hijacked and taken over this nation, openly trying to remove our elected president. And they have the money. They have the power. But they also have the slaves, the type of Antifa that go and beat up old ladies or attack women and children who aren't even part of another demonstration, but just because they're white. White people scream effing Nazi pig and spit in their faces and spray pepper spray on them and beat them. And the left praises this. They hate the unborn. They hate the born. They hate the old. Every sign of evil is upon them. But we look at people like Greta Thunberg. She was in a press conference Friday, and she couldn't answer questions about anything. She kept looking at her handler. She doesn't run her Twitter. She's autistic. I feel sorry for her. She's literally another mentally ill person they use as a meat puppet, just like half of the transsexual children in the UK and the US have serious autism. They're poor little brain damaged children from the vaccines and the glyphosate and the pesticide and the food. And nobody's coming to help them. No, the system's coming to convince them to chop their genitals off as a sacrament to Lucifer. You can't physically sacrifice them. You can destroy their ability to ever grow and have love and have children of their own. Oh, how they prey on our children. But here's a little piece put together, I guess, in the line of a Miller Lite ad from the 1990s about cuck life. Here it is.
InfoWars presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Climate Change Activist.
Mr. Climate Change Activist.
You tirelessly and fearlessly warn the world how the world is ending without a single pause to do any research.
No time to study.
50 years, 10 years, 10 months, 10 minutes. I'm surprised this commercial is still running.
It's all over.
You'll chain yourself to anything just to stop a cow fart. Climb a tower to fight the power. Super glue your tit to the street to stop the heat.
I lost my nipple.
So crack open an ice cold cuck light, Mr. Climate Change Activist. After all, it's the last day on Earth.
It's my moment in the sun.
Cuck light. InfoWarsStore.com. Austin, Texas.
Wow, that is funny. They tell me that came out last week. There's so much great information, hardcore, serious, funny, in-depth, piercing, at Band.Video and InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. You got to check Band.Video every hour. There's just new amazing stuff there, promos, memes, special reports. It's all there. And please share the links. That's how we reach new people. That's how you reach new people. We're all in this together. We've come a long way together. That's why they're trying to shut us all down. Now, here's just a short clip of this. I ended up watching a 21-minute clip on InfoWars Friday of Greta Thunberg And there were four or five questions to her where she just said, I can't answer your question. Here's just one of those. And again, if you're a radio listener, you can't see her, but she keeps looking at her handler, who admittedly, again, is being funded by George Soros. It came out the whole climate strike thing worldwide was funded by, of course, George Soros, which is just the front man for the globalist deep state. So here it is.
Could you please tell us what kind of message, what you are doing here today, what kind of message would you send by doing this to world leaders? And also can I ask you, do you think it's about time that President Trump would respond to what you have said today?
I think, I'm sorry, what was the first question?
What's the message you would like to send to our leaders by doing what you are doing?
I think what we want to send is, the message we want to send is to say that we have had enough. And anyone else want to answer that question? I can't speak on behalf of everyone.
Anyone wants to answer about the message to world leaders?
Mm-hmm. What about President Trump? He's here today. Do you think he should respond in any way?
I think maybe you should give some questions to the others as well.
This went on for 21 minutes, what I saw. Reportedly, it went on for hours. But I sat through a clip 21 minutes long. And people are groveling to her, and she wouldn't answer any questions. She doesn't run her Twitter. She doesn't run anything. It's totally fake. We all know that. And it fell flat on its face, which, again, these people don't get the fact that no one is listening to them. Now, John Coleman was the founder of the Weather Channel. He came on our show several times. In fact, he came on my show once. It was like a dead a month later. So he was very well-spoken until the very end, very smart guy, and was a meteorologist. Here he is a few years ago tearing little Brian Stelter a new boo-boo.
A denier, that is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
I'm talking now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
well,
though,
I know
is
we're
when
not,
you
because
see
you wouldn't
the...
allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy
well,
that I got on the air and got a chance to talk
minutes.
to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see...
Right, let's stop right there. I'm going to play more of this later, but you know that he made the rounds a decade ago or so, about a few years ago, and they banned him. He was a guy they wouldn't have on anymore because he's just too good. Because they're saying there's a total consensus, and then he's a scientist, and there's not a consensus, and then the majority of scientists say it's a total fraud. The only constant is climate change. But a volcano is more than all humans on Earth in a year. And it's good to have more carbon in the atmosphere, it turns out. But here's Trudeau, the leader of Canada, as we go out with another four-second clip, a new blackface video where he has a giant zucchini in his pants. Let's go out with this. I mean, I've never been in blackface, but that's who these people are. Go ahead and roll Trudeau, please, as we got a break. I mean, look at it, folks. These people are insane.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Processes I'm going through on air because I'm empathetic and I see how I feel about things as the way you feel about them. And I think I pretty much am dead on that the audience of this show are activists that want to be free, that recognize evil for what it is and that are trying to oppose it just from an instinctive and spiritual level, you can't help it but say no to this. And then it's very frustrating to see other people think it's a joke or think it's funny. I mean, I played football, and I used to like to go over to my friends' houses from the time I was, you know, in elementary school to the time I was probably about 25 years old. And I'd watch the Super Bowl, or I'd watch playoffs, or I'd watch, you know, the World Series in baseball. I like baseball. I like the Olympics. It's great. But I see people get obsessed and angry and depressed if their team loses, or be super happy for a week when their team wins, when it doesn't matter. We have children being kept alive and their organs harvested. We have the Chi-Coms taking Christians and Buddhists and taking their organs by the millions. That's actually in the news today. A big whitewash, but they admit it's going on. And if we aren't empathetic for those people, it's going to happen to us. If we don't care, what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. That's a law of the universe. And so I was down in the break room getting a little cup of coffee during the break, and I just was standing there waiting for the coffee to finish making because somebody started a new pot. And I psychoanalyzed myself that I was just very angry. And I just had to say to myself, listen, you're doing the best job you can. But then I really sat back and said, no, you're not. We need to have people take action. And we need to develop a plan of how to take action. And we need to all really do it. That means I need to scan the internet to find out when Democrats are coming to Austin or San Antonio or Dallas or Houston. Democrat candidates. And I need to go to those events. And I need to let the Democrats go crazy and make a big scene and have my talking points go viral. Now, if you aren't a known person, you're going to be able to go get right in the front row and bring up key points and take over national television on whatever points you think are important. Or you can get on an airplane and go to D.C. when they go back into session and they're going to try to impeach the president. We should be there. You go to D.C., there'll be maybe 20 Soros-funded people at the most important hearings you could ever imagine, and they all get the press coverage. I walk right up, boom, I get massive press coverage. People go, oh, great job going and doing that. I'm in a war. But the average conservative or Christian is so humble, you're like, well, it's not really my place to go do that. Hey, you better do it. And you better set your alarm and watch C-SPAN in the morning and call into Washington Journal and call into local talk radio when you're driving to work. You better do it at lunch. You better go eat your lunch in the parking lot and call talk radio. You better go speak to the legislature. You better take your neighbors out shooting and deprogram them. We're in a culture war. And listen, if we don't win this thing, it's going to get a lot worse. These people have a hunger for power because they want to control the future of the species. They want control over children. That's the payola they want. The whole cult is about hurting children and draining off their potential and their energy. The whole thing orbits that. And we must defend the children, born, unborn. And we've got to get aggressive in these bullies' faces. I mean, every day I see new videos of Antifa bullying and beating up old women on walkers and wheelchairs. You go, why would they attack out of a whole crowd of people? Why would they go target just an old woman going across the street? Because when you are a Satanist, you instinctively do the most wicked thing you can because it feels good. A normal person would be embarrassed for weeks, would struggle with it for the rest of their lives, bullying an old woman for no reason. These people don't have consciences. They love it. And when you and I stand down, they take the field and they rule everything. The latest footage is on Infowars.com. It needs to get out. Now, there's a lot of other geopolitical news. Huge fires in Gulf, new Saudi high-speed rail station, it got blown up. Their press is so controlled, you're not going to hear that it's a terror attack. They've had half their oil capacity blown up. The king's bodyguard got killed yesterday. They say it's an accident. Move along, no big deal. The crown prince came out and said, we don't want war with Iran. That would cause a world depression. Iran came out and said, we're going to blow up Israel and Saudi Arabia. Those are statements. Here it is right here. For TV viewers. Destroying Israel is an achievable goal. Why do you think Iran's so bold? Because they're working with the globalist deep state that believes they're going to have Trump out soon. And they've been green-lit to do whatever they want. And now there's a civil war again in Saudi Arabia. By the way, this week, what, tomorrow, isn't it? Is the two-year anniversary of Vegas. They still won't tell you what happened there. It's a Saudi civil war. They had 10,000 Saudi military there for a conference. They used a gunrunner from the CIA to bring them weapons because they couldn't bring them into the country. And the group against Trump did all that to embarrass Trump. I mean, that's the kind of stuff going on. That's just one little stack here. Massive crackdowns in Hong Kong. More military pouring in. On the 70th anniversary coming up of Mao's takeover and mass murder in China. And I see articles all over the news praising Mao and celebrating 70 years of communism like they're talking about, you know, 70 years of the World's Fair or something. We're going to go to break, I promise, and come back with Javon and Brandon and Josh and Lillian and Frank and Jack and Kirby and Kim and Peter and Luke. And I'm just going to move the person and move the next. What do you think about their move to impeach Trump? Are they going to try to kill him? What should we do to counter this? Because I don't want to just sit here like a spectator while history's happening. Don't just go to live democratic events and legally and lawfully take them over in a peaceful way. What else are you going to do? You going to pay for airplanes to drag messages around towns and cities? We've got to get the message out that we know the corporate media is a bunch of liars and this country isn't a civil war, but the people running the civil war are anti-Americans that say our country shouldn't even exist and our president's bad for saying it should even exist. But what are your other ideas? What do we do now to not be spectators? Before this gets pushed into a physical civil war, and we wish we would have worked back when we had a chance to fix things peacefully. But let me tell you something. If you're not going to knock on doors now, if you're not going to fly airplane banners now, if you're not going to go speak at the State House now, if you're not going to travel to D.C. and go to these congressmen's offices and speak to them now, you'll never do it later. Look at DrudgeReport.com. The head of the committee, Schiff, came out and said impeachment vote by end of the year. I already told you, Pelosi announced it. They're going to have the articles by Thanksgiving, and they intend to impeach him by Christmas. It's real. They're making their move. This isn't a joke. This is as important as 1776 and the Civil War in the 1860s. And everybody better get ready and get in possession, because this is it, boys.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The United States was founded by Christians. It was also founded by people that wanted to get away from royalty and be able to set up their own thing. We've been in the wild, wild west for really 400 years. Hundreds of years before we became a nation. We were colonies. And now history's repeating itself. Powerful globalist combines that came in and took control of the U.S. and used our power to expand their world empire are greedy to maintain control. They want to overturn the results of the 2016 election, but they also want to stop Trump from removing the swamp and cutting off their money supply from the different client states they've been working with, like China, Russia, Ukraine, and many others. They've been selling the nation out, and now they know that Trump's going to win in 2020. They see all these federal judges he's appointing. They know Ruth Bader Ginsburg has got pancreatic cancer and is hanging on by her little fingernails, and they intend to remove him. People say, well, this is preposterous, the reason they're going to use. they're going to have just whistleblower after whistleblower and rape victims come forward, and it's going to be a hailstorm of lies by a pack of known liars. But they're going to threaten the senators. And there's a good chance the senators are going to buckle unless we reach out to all those senators and all those new freshman Democrats in swing states in the Midwest, and unless we go to all their public events, and unless we absolutely get on their tails and let the Democrats know we're not intimidated, they're going to rampage forward. All of this letting them try to engineer civil war and all of them letting Antifa attack people has encouraged them, and the IRS being sicked on conservatives and not even being stopped. All of this has made them think they can do anything. So we have to get back in their faces right now. Yes, cyberspace is great. Spreading the live links to Infowars.com/show and band video is wonderful. Word of mouth, telling people that the broadcast is wonderful. Donating to Trump's wonderful. Buying products, Infowars stores, key to keep us on air. They want us off the air as much as they want Trump out of office. We come together like a horse and carriage. But I'm going to open the phones up now. What do you think we should do? How do we strike back legally and lawfully? You know they're winding up more mass shootings to blame us. You know they're getting ready to bomb buildings and blame it on us. You can smell it. You can see it. You know what they did at Oklahoma City in 1995. They got caught. Clinton got caught. He didn't care. He got reelected on it. And they're going to use their censorship system in your emails and in your voicemail and in your text messages. They're in everything. Big tech was built by the globalists for this move against America, and they're making their move. All right, we're going to go to Luke, Javon, Brandon, Josh, Lillian, Frank, Kirby, Tim, Peter, and others. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Javon in New Jersey. Javon, you're first up. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to know, why isn't the church standing up and hitting the streets first? If our nation is built on Christendom, and that's the foundation of this country, why aren't the men going out and standing up? What is it going to take for that to happen?
Well, the IRS went after churches and told them they don't have any free speech, which they do. Trump reversed that illegal law, but still the average glitterbug preacher just wants to be a movie star. You know, like ugly people going to talk radio, people that can't get into Hollywood become newscasters. A lot of these people, again, just want to be movie stars. And so they don't really want a church. They want a social club. And so they become 501c3. They follow the World Council of Churches directives. We've lost the churches. But I agree, patriots should go into the churches and decide to speak up and to ask to speak before the church. And any half-decent church should have people doing that. And so the salt of the earth, we have to go into these churches that have become dens of devils, and we have to say, hey, how about you march for life? Or how about you speak up for our president? If churches don't, it's a litmus test. Everyone should leave those churches because they're not churches. They're nothing but waiting rooms for hell.
I agree. It's only one person I hear talking closely related to things that you say on your show is Dr. Perry Stone and his church is in Cleveland, Tennessee. He's the only one that really speaks about this, and I think you should have him on the show. But Abraham Lincoln said that this should be talked about on every pulpit. I mean, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Fear's of the devil. So why are everybody being afraid to talk about this? Nobody's talking about this in front. If we allow this to get too far, it'll be our fault, honestly, because God is watching us. What are we willing to put up for? We are not meant to be passive. We're not meant to be so humble that we don't stand for anything.
Well, exactly. We're supposed to be humble about our strengths and gifts God gave us, but we're not supposed to be humble and let them rape children or devil worship and openly take over society. We're supposed to go out and we're supposed to conquer them.
Exactly.
God bless you, my friend. You're right. We need the churches to take action, and we need the people to go into the churches and demand they take action. Anything else? Oh, he's gone. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's talk to Brandon in Montana. Thank you for holding her on the air, Brandon.
Hey, hi, Alex. My name is Brandon. I'm from Montana. I've been listening to your show for several years. I'm a supporter of InfoWars, and I'm just infuriated with what's going on with Donald Trump. I voted for him. He's our legitimate president. He won the Electoral College. The deep state is trying to remove him. And I think what we need to do as Americans, instead of just always calling in on shows and talking about... Hello? Are you there?
I'm listening to you, sir.
Okay. Instead of just calling in our shows and asking what we need to do, we all need to band together in a peaceful manner, by the way, and go to Washington, D.C., and we need to make a statement. You know, we need to sit there and say, you are not removing our president, Nancy. You're not going to do this. He is lawfully elected. He won the Electoral College. There was no Russian collusion. Mueller's report proved that. This is a lie. This is treason. And we all need to go there with a statement. Wear Trump hat. Literally take a chain. Go to a Home Depot. Buy a chain. Buy a padlock. Put your own key with the padlock in your pocket as a symbol. When we say, we are chained to the Constitution, he is our president, he was elected, and Trump himself, if he's listening to this message, because I know you've said that he listens to InfoWars, he needs to go on national television and ask the American people, and I'll be honored to go to Washington, D.C. myself with my family. I got a 2-year-old daughter to worry about, and I'll be honored to skip work, lose money out of my paycheck, and I'd be honored to sit there and protest. And he needs
well,
to
I'll go further. Employers that are patriots should let their employees be paid. If the employees will spend the money for a hotel and everything to go to D.C. We've all got to chip in however we can or we're going to lose everything. God bless you. And another great idea. We need President Trump to do televised remarks to the nation about what's happening. It's one thing to tweet that they want to have martial law and they want to have a civil war and they want to overthrow the election and that they're coming after him because he's standing up for us. That's all true. But we need President Trump to come out from the Oval Office and address the criminals and the deep state that have sold this nation out and use the power of the presidency to absolutely annihilate them with a spoken word. And then he needs to do an emergency session to Congress before the State of the Union. He needs to go there. Like when they said that he didn't think Jewish sinners were being attacked. Because Trump said, you know, I've heard from law enforcement this is being staged. Well, the cops knew who it was, and they ended up busting him. They tried to claim Trump was anti-Israel for that. He had to do a special early State of the Union, remember, because they were saying he wasn't really president and all that crap. He needs to do it again. He needs to do it right now. Great points. We only took 2 calls. I'm going to go fast. Lillian, Frank, everybody, Peter, when we come back, next hour, I'm going to write your calls. We're going to get your ideas. We've already have some amazing ideas. Get the churches taking action. We need to get Trump to do more televised address, not just little 2-minute things or minute-long things or 45-second long things from the Rose Garden. He needs to absolutely let the globalists know that we're taking action. And you know what he is? They wouldn't be saying, oh, Barr is a traitor. He's compromised. The attorney general must step down. If they didn't know the indictments are coming. Trump did it. He didn't blink. The indictments are there. It's confirmed. They don't have the deputy attorney general say no to stopping prosecution unless they've greenlit it. It's done. You want somebody to take action? He's doing it. And he's got all these cowards under him that are scared to implement it. All these people surrounding him, lying, leaking, blocking. Surprised he get anything done. All he can do is put the info out, be stalwart, and stand while he's surrounded, just like InfoWars. America and the world is surrounded by evil, but you know what? That means we can attack in all directions. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.